The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
A Gloucester County transgender student will not be able to use the bathroom that corresponds with his gender identity when classes start this fall. That's because four justices on the Supreme Court are blocking an injunction issued by the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in his case against the school system there. The court has not yet indicated whether they'll take the case, but the move this week to block the injunction could be an indication that they don't want the lower court's ruling to be the final word.
The Supreme Court wants to be the one that determines whether or not that ruling is valid and sticks.
That's Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey.
And it wants to do it before the effects of that lower court's ruling are put in place, and then the court winds up having to change back the law.
And it's not just Gloucester that's dealing with this issue. Parents of a transgender student in Stafford County are pressing school leaders there to let their elementary school-aged child use a bathroom that corresponds with her gender identity. Irene Egan is vice chairwoman of the school board there.
It doesn't make any sense for us to take action on this until we know what the decision is of the U.S. Supreme Court, if they even take it.
Legal experts say if the court decides to take up the case, it could end up becoming one of the most important Supreme Court cases in a generation. I'm Michael Pope.